At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
My best friend disappeared after posting about the skinned man. I just got his final message. It's been 29 days. That's how long it's been since I last heard from Drew. He was my best friend. The kind of person who sent you weird Reddit links at 3 a.m., and dared you to look them up. The kind of person who always wanted to know more, especially about things no one should. I think that's what killed him. Or took him. Or whatever happened in that rotted out town. He left me a voicemail. One I didn't get until it was too late. The only thing he said was,
"If I stop answering, don't look for me. But if you do, don't believe anything wearing my face."
That was it. I thought it was a joke. He was into all that folklore shit. Appalachian disappearances, ghost towns, cursed threads. I never thought he'd actually go to one of those places. Never thought that I'd have to file a missing persons report for the guy who once made me drive 2 hours just to see a haunted gas station. But then I found his laptop. Burnt. Smashed. But not gone. Drew was paranoid, sure. But he was also obsessive. He backed up everything. Cloud, external. Even a cheap SD card he duct-taped to the inside of his air vent. That's where I found the backup folder. It was just called, "If I'm Gone." Inside were screenshots, forum threads, photos of that house in Cinder Hollow, coordinates, motion cam stills, even a blurry selfie Drew, pale as hell, standing outside what looked like a collapsed well. And one last file. A video. Timestamped 3:09 a.m. Dated the night he vanished. I shouldn't have watched it, but I did. The screen was pitch black at first. Just audio. Wet breathing. Whispers. Too many voices speaking at once. And one of them was mine. My voice. Same things I had never said. Then the screen flickered, and for one split second, I saw Drew's face. Or something that looked like Drew. Except it was smiling too wide. And it didn't blink. That was 3 days ago. Since then, my phone's been ringing ever since. Always at the same time. 3:09 a.m. Always from a blocked number. I've never picked up. But last night, it left a voicemail. It was Drew again. But it wasn't the message I heard before. It was him laughing. Long, slow, like he was trying to remember how. And then he said something else.
Come to Cinder Hollow. I'm waiting.
I didn't know what to do. But I kept thinking about the last line he left me. Don't believe anything wearing my face. And the thing that haunts me? I don't know if the voice on that message is trying to lure me there or warn me not to come. I left at midnight. Didn't tell anyone. Didn't leave a note. Just packed my truck with what I thought I needed. My hunting rifle, the digital recorder I used back when Drew and I used to chase weird EVP hotspots, and a Hylium flashlight with fresh batteries. I took salt too, for some reason. I didn't even know why. Maybe it made me feel like I had some kind of control. The GPS didn't register Cinder Hollow as a destination. I had to punch in the coordinates manually from the screenshot Drew left behind. The route twisted throughout back roads, old mining trails, and finally, nothing. The screen went black as soon as I hit the tree line. I kept driving anyways. The trees got denser, taller, like they had been waiting. No birds, no bugs. Just that low hum you only notice when it stops. By the time I reached the clearing, my hands were shaking. And then I saw it. The house. It was worse in person. Like it had been grown instead of built, mishapen, half swallowed by the forest. The front door hung open just like Drew described. My headlights cut across the warped boards and shattered windows, casting long shadows that didn't quite line up. I parked 50 feet back, killed the engine, and sat there in silence. My recorder was already on.
Audio log, 1:14 a.m. Okay, this is Miles. I'm at the site, Cinder Hollow. Drew, if you're hearing this somehow, I'm not leaving without answers. Just hold on.
The ground squelched under my boots as I approached. The smell hit me first, sickly sweet, like the rotting fruit in odd copper. The flashlight's beam jittered over the porch. Something moved. A shape, fast, ducking behind a wall. But when I reached the threshold, nothing. Inside was exactly how Drew described it. Peeling wallpaper, sagging beams, mold climbing the staircase like fingers. But what the photos hadn't captured was the sound. It was breathing. Not mine. Not human. It came in staggered rasps, like someone inhaling through torn lungs. And it was coming from below. The cellar. My legs didn't want to move. Everything in me screamed to leave, to turn around and pretend none of this ever happened. But I couldn't. So I descended.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Black Friday, well, Now shop Wayfair now, month-long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best if they're poor, Black Friday's more.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are new. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
The stairs were slick, warped. My flashlight barely cut through the wet darkness. Moss lined the walls, but under the moss were scratches. Deep gouges. Like something had tried to claw its way out. And then I saw the well. It pulsed. That's the only way I could describe it. Not physically, but in my mind. Like it was drawing something out of me. Memory, fear. My thoughts began to thin. I stepped closer.
Audio log, 1:29 a.m. It's here, the well, just like in the photo. Stones look wet, covered in handprints. Yeah, they're human. Brown, red, summer fresh.
I aimed the rifle down into the well. Nothing. Then my flashlight flickered. And I heard it. Drew's voice. Miles, you came! I froze. I didn't think you would. I tried to warn you. My lips moved before I could stop them. Where are you? Silence. Then, right behind you. I spun. Nothing. But the air felt wrong, heavy, familiar. My flashlight flickered again, and for a half a second, I saw my reflection in the well water. Except it wasn't me. Not exactly. The thing staring back blinked too slowly, smiled too wide. Its skin twitched like it didn't fit right. And then it spoke in my voice. Why did you look for me? My recorder dropped from my hand and clattered on the stone. My breath caught. The figure in the reflection wasn't alone. Drew was there too, or something like him. Half his face missing, stitched marks around the jaw, one eye drooping, bloodless and wide. His mouth moved, but the voice that came out was high-pitched, broken, like glass dragged through a throat. You aren't supposed to come! Suddenly the cellar door above slammed shut. The flashlight died. I raised the rifle, ready to fire, but I couldn't see. I couldn't move. The air pressed against my chest, suffocating and wet. Then the voices started again. All of them. Hundreds. Some I recognized, some I didn't. Some were me. All whispering the same thing. Give us your skin. The chorus of voices closed in, growing louder, sharper. My fingers found the trigger and I squeezed. The rifle cracked like thunder. The flash of muzzle lit the cellar for a split second, and in that flicker, I saw them. Figures. Crowding the walls, hanging from the ceiling, pressed between the stones like meat stuffed into old skin. All of them wearing faces. Some familiar, some wrong. One was me. Another round, then another. The things didn't scream, They shuddered, like their disguises couldn't hold under the sound. One fell from the ceiling and landed in a twitching pile of flesh. I turned and ran. The stairs bent under me. The wood groaned and something grabbed at my ankle. Long, pale fingers with too many joints. I kicked free and threw myself through the cellar door. It slammed behind me. I ran without thinking. Through the hall, out the door, into the woods. Branches tore to my face. My lungs burned. The smell of rust and rot clung to my clothing. I didn't stop running until the house was a memory behind the trees, and even then, I kept going. When I finally reached my truck, the cab light was on. The door was open. And sitting in my passenger seat was my recorder, still on.
Audio log? You weren't supposed to come back, Miles.
I didn't listen to the rest. I drove. Didn't care where. I just needed distance, asphalt, lights, people. I crossed state lines before sunrise. I've been home for 2 days now, but I don't think I left it behind. My rifle scratched, bent. My clothes stained in something that wasn't mud. And the recorder? I tried to play it again. It only plays one line now, over and over in my voice.
I'm not who you think I am.
I hear tapping at night. Three soft knocks. Always on a wall that shouldn't be there. And sometimes, when I look in the mirror, my face doesn't move right. Like it's remembering the shape of something else. Like it's adjusting. If you're reading or hearing this, you need to understand something. Don't look for him. Don't go searching for him. Don't follow the coordinates. Don't chase the voice of someone you loved if they show up at your door at 3:09 a.m. with glassy eyes and a still smile. They might wear the right face. They might say the right words. But they're not them. And the moment you open the door, you've already given permission. I know how this sounds. But if I disappear, if you see a post from me after this, it's not me. Don't answer. Don't reply. And whatever you do, don't trust the voice of someone who doesn't blink.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.